How do you feel about this season in terms of you and Brown maybe splitting the carries? Are you a guy who maybe needs 15 carries a game or 20 carries a game? How are you approaching that?
I'm not worried about the carries or the yards or whatever may have you. Stats don't mean as much as winning games and you know, us working together to make the running game effective so the passing game can be effective. You know, when you balance out the two, that's when you win games. And we definitely need to win games because the Super Bowl here this year. That's where I want to be.
What about returning kicks? Are you still going to be as involved in that now that your time on offense may increase? Or
on kickoff return, I definitely want to be a part of that. That's one of the parts that's – the part of the game that I liked the most ever since I started playing football. So that was age 8. So, you know, I really enjoy that part of the game. And anywhere I can help the team, you know, I'm willing to do it. And I definitely want to be back there.
Is there anything from last year, you know, Ahmad was such a strong presence in this locker room that he showed you or that, you know, that can really help going forward this season, especially from a leadership or even on the field standpoint?
Yeah, he left a great impression on us and at our position. So, you know, well, we got big shoes to fill because he's a tough running back. And, you know, he did all the things necessary for the Giants to win games. He got 2 Super Bowls while he was here. So, you know, he left a great impression on us to come behind and follow.
David, you had a taste of what it was like to run the ball last year behind the O-line. How long is it going to take for you and them to feel comfortable with each other, to be like the regular guy, the bell cow, so to speak?
Not long, because we got a good chemistry, and, you know, those guys going to do what they need to do. They want to win just as bad as I want to win. And when you got everybody on the field giving their all and wanting to win and doing all the right things that they need to do, you get great results. So, you know, I don't think it'll take long for us to get accustomed to working together and knowing what they're going to do and being able to anticipate their next move.
Tough part is, though, like in the OTAs and in the mini camps, you're not really doing any hitting and stuff. And that's really – isn't that really where you got to develop that?
Yeah, you know, really that's an area for a running back. And, you know, when you break tackles, you get yards after contact, and that's definitely a positive in the running game.
Hard to show that, though.
Yeah. Right now, we're just doing two-hand touch. So our main thing now is just finish our runs. No matter how many people touch you or grab you, just finish down the field. So at least you'll be in shape. And we do conditioning, lifting weights, and that can simulate. You can try to simulate, you know, physical contact somehow in your training. But, yeah, when training camp starts, you know, we'll get a little bit more thudding up and be able to adjust then.